Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
Lena, she's a dead ringer for Catherine.
And your face.
It's nothing.
It didn't look like nothing.
Maddie tells me you broke his heart.
Mom.
He found his rebound girl.
There's a tomb underneath the church.
You saved everyone in the church?
27 vampires, Damon. You can't just bring them back.
A handsome young vampire is revived and finds his way to the farmhouse. Pearl and Anna answer the door.
It's Harper. I'm glad you found us.
Annabelle, close the door, please.
Harper comes in, and Anna closes the door behind him. At the secluded farmhouse, Anna comes downstairs and walks along the shadowy hallway, passing another vampire.
You got it too short. I want to look like the cat.
Hey, Bethan.
Other vampires are gathered at the far end of the hallway as Anna goes into a room.
You guys have been watching the same thing the whole time. There are over 150 channels. It's called a remote control. This button changes the channel. Hold it like this.
Anna shows a couple of male vampires how to use the remote control, then comes out again. She walks into the dining room and finds dark-haired, unshaven Frederick sitting at the table, feeding on the wrist of a smiling woman. Anna looks shocked, and Frederick stops.
Did you get enough, sweetheart?
For now.
Anna, are you hungry? Do you want a little?
No, thank you, Miss Gibbons. Why don't you lay down for a while and get some rest?
She's fine. Aren't you, Miss Gibbons?
Of course I am. I'm fine.
Miss Gibbons, who has a bite mark on her neck, walks off, smiling. Blood staining his lips, Frederick looks up at Anna. The Vampire Diaries. Matt's in his kitchen drinking an orange juice.
Hey, Mom!
Mom!
He walks over to his mum's bedroom door.
Hey, Mom.
What? I'm trying to sleep.
I was just making sure you're alive.
I'm sorry, sweetie. It was a late night. My head is throbbing.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't bring the party home. And I'm pretty sure the neighbors would appreciate it, too.
It wasn't a party. It was one guy. Don't be so judgy.
Yeah, well, I talked to Roberta at the grill, and still a bartending position open if you wanted to, you know, get a job.
No, I figured she'd still be pissed about the last time I worked there.
I think she's desperate.
I'll check it out.
Yeah?
Don't act so surprised.
Well, I mean, I didn't know how long you planned on sticking around.
Well, there's back rent due.
It's back everything, Mom.
Like I said, I'll check it out. Who's that?
It's Caroline. Easy. Yeah, come in!
Matt's mum, Kelly, looks frosty as pretty blonde Caroline comes in.
Hi, Mrs. Donovan.
Kelly gets up and walks away.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're gonna be late, so let's just get going.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Damon hasn't said a word to me. Every time I try to talk to him, he shuts me down.
Do you think he's still trying to find Catherine?
I don't know. He waited 145 years only to find out that Catherine could not care less. And it's got hurt, right?
And it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
You have every reason to be upset with him.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought any more about what you're going to do?
About what? Isabel, my vampire birth mother, who's related to my vampire ancestor, Catherine, who screwed over your vampire brother?
Nah, I haven't thought about it at all.
I'm sorry, I'm proud of that.
It'd just be nice if we could get through one day without having to deal with any of it. No vampire mother or brother.
No vampires at all?
No vampires, but yeah. I just want to get us back to normal stuff, like school and homework. And here's a thought. Fun.
Oh, that sounds good to me. When do we start?
Matt and Caroline.
We can watch a movie at my place.
With your mom? And six-pack?
You know, you don't really help the situation. You could at least try to be nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's hard for me to show kindness to people that hate me. I'm not that evolved.
Matt stares when he sees Eleanor and Stefan kissing at the other end of the corridor.
So, a movie tonight?
Whatever you want to do is fine by me, but I'm late and I gotta go, okay? All right.
Caroline sighs heavily. At the farmhouse, Pearl's showing Harper how to use a mobile phone.
And the keypad is for texting, which is what you do when you want to avoid talking to someone.
Anna, it's Jeremy.
Anna grabs it.
I didn't break it, I swear.
I was just showing Harper what you taught me. What a marvelous device.
Who was that?
Jeremy Gilbert.
Is that your boyfriend?
Of course not.
Pearl wears a gray suit.
What do you think?
Very respectable.
That's the goal. Can't say that I miss corsets.
Susie Sunshine gave me her car keys and her ATM card.
What's that?
I'll explain later.
Frederick.
Where are you going?
We have some business in town. We'll be back as soon as we can. I trust that you'll keep an eye on things.
So I'm the babysitter now.
Frederick, if this is going to work, we have to cooperate with one another.
So you say.
I'll watch things, Miss Pearl.
Thank you, Harper.
Frederick looks sullen. At the school, Caroline's talking to Elena and Stefan.
I'm thinking nothing huge, just dinner at the Grill, maybe a late movie.
You mean like a double date?
Two pair, out on a Friday night, coupled. Yeah, double date.
You think that's a good idea?
Why not? You know, we all haven't gone out together before, and I don't want it to be uncomfortable for us. Look, the couple dynamics have changed, and there's been a little awkwardness between you, Matt, and me, and I just think it's important that we get over it.
I don't know.
You know what? I think that sounds like a great idea.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, a nice evening out with friends. Sounds fun. As in, fun.
A double date it is.
Okay. So we will see you tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Elena looks round at Stefan.
Okay.
At Stefan and Damon's house, Damon walks into a shadowy room and looks around. He saunters into a large, elegantly furnished lounge and sees Pearl standing with her back to him.
Hello, Damon.
Ever hear of knocking?
An invitation wasn't necessary. I'm surprised that no living person resides here. Is it just you and your brother?
Yeah. How do you keep out unwelcome vampires?
Kill them.
He lunges forward at superhuman speed and grabs Pearl's throat. Anna stands behind her. Pearl calmly grips Damon's wrist and forces him onto the floor.
Have a seat, Damon.
He sits on the couch.
I was hoping we could have a word.
Sure.
At the Gilbert house, Jeremy is on a computer chat room, The Lair, Vampire Lovers Only. He types, "How do you become a vampire?" An answer from Bloody Becky reads, "Brad Pitt changed me." Fang69 says, "Go to Vegas, ask for Wayne Newton." Jeremy types, "How do you kill a vampire?" Yusuk14 types, "The blood of Paula Abdul."
Freak.
Jeremy types, "Serious answers only, please." Bloody Becky replies, "Steak in the heart always works." Jeremy types, "You're a believer?" She answers, "Aren't you?" He sits back and frowns. Damon's in his lounge with Pearl and Anna.
We've taken up residence at a farmhouse just outside of town. It'll suffice for now.
All 25 vampires?
Not all. Some. I imagine that a few have already left town. Others are probably still in the woods or, like us, acclimating.
How'd they get out of the tomb?
I think the witch screwed up that part of her hocus pocus.
Oh.
I understand from Anna that the founding families still have a secret council.
And you're a part of it.
That's ridiculous.
I've been in Mystic Falls since the comet, Damon. I'm up to speed.
And so am I. And now that you've infiltrated the council, I'll need to know everything they know, starting with a list of names of all the council members and their families.
And everyone you've supplied with Vervain.
Yes, that will have to stop immediately.
What exactly are you trying to achieve?
Mystic Falls is our home, Damon. They took that from us. Our land, our home. It's time we rebuild.
What are you, crazy? It was 1864. Wake up, woman. The world has moved on.
As a reward for your help, I'm willing to give you what you want most.
I want nothing.
Catherine.
You wouldn't even know where she was. You've been under the ground for the last century and a half.
Catherine and I were best friends long before we came to Mystic Falls, Damon. I know how she thinks. I know her patterns. I know where to find her.
He looks away, then leans forward.
I no longer have any desire to see Catherine ever again. And there's no way in hell I'm going to play the role of your little minion.
I'm not asking for your help, Damon. Finding Catherine was just a
mere gesture of kindness. The rest is non-negotiable.
She lunges forward, poking her thumbs deep into his eye sockets. She bares her sharp white teeth and throws him onto the floor.
I have 400 years on you, little boy. I'll rip you from limb to limb without even blinking, and you know it. I'll be in touch.
Pearl and Anna walk out, leaving Damon hunched over on his knees.
You got me flowers.
Well, I figured it's a date. Why not do it right? I would have driven too, but you're the one with the car.
You know, you'd think that for someone who was around when the car was invented that you'd have one.
Oh, I have one. I just never drive it.
You know, it's not too late to cancel.
Why would we do that?
I don't know. It just seems surreal. Like maybe we weren't meant to get to the normal part.
That's exactly why we're gonna do it. We're gonna go out, have some fun, and try to remember that we don't have to be so serious. Listen, when I decided to stay here and to get to know you, it was so that I could do things like this. I could bring my girlfriend flowers, take her out on a date, try to be normal.
Have you ever even been on a double date before?
Oh, absolutely. 72, Heff and the twins.
What?
Yeah, playmates. I got Miss June.
Are you serious? Mm.
On a street.
Miss Summers?
Yes, hi, Pearl.
Hi, this is my daughter, Annabelle.
Of course, Jeremy's friend.
Nice to see you, Miss Summers.
Oh, Jenna, please. This property was in my brother-in-law's family for generations. It's one of the original structures in Mystic Falls. It used to be one of those old-fashioned drugstore thingies.
An apothecary?
Yeah.
You don't say.
Sorry if it's musty. No one's been in here for months.
I'll use my imagination. Annabelle?
Coming, Mother.
Anna had been watching Jeremy walking down the street with his headphones on. She follows Pearl into the vacant property and Jenna goes in behind them. At the grill, Damon, wearing sunglasses, sits down at the bar beside Kelly.
What's with the glasses inside?
My eyes are a little sensitive today.
You're new around here.
Oh, on the contrary, I'm very old. Bourbon neat.
I haven't been gone that long. I would remember someone who looked like you.
Yeah? Where'd you go?
Around about.
I've been there.
I love to see a man drown his sorrows. It's so sexy.
It's more like nursing my wounds. Yeah?
Well, I was supposed to be interviewing for the bartender job, but I think the manager blew me off.
Well, that's not very nice.
Yeah, last time I was in town, I slept with her boyfriend.
Well, that's not very nice either.
It happens.
Yes, it does.
Kelly? Kelly Donovan.
She and Jenna hug.
I heard you were back in town.
She used to babysit me, and then I used to party with her.
This woman is crazy.
Not as crazy as you.
Not anymore.
Well, sit, drink.
I shouldn't. I'm all responsible now. Haven't you heard?
We'll take a night off. It's good for the soul.
Great for the soul.
Jenna joins them.
Oh, wow.
This is not gonna end well.
Can't wait.
They down shots. Frederick and Beth Ann sit in the farmhouse.
I hate this house.
It's better than the tomb.
I didn't stay locked up for 145 years to end up locked up here.
Maybe you should quit complaining.
Frederick stands and swaggers over to Harper, sitting in front of him.
You gonna stop me?
Let it be, Frederick. You heard what Pearl said.
I don't care what Pearl said. What you got, boy?
Harper springs up and shoves Frederick over. Frederick slams him into a wall.
Try that again.
Pearl chokes Frederick.
Back off. Back off. We don't fight each other. Those are the rules.
And I'm tired of your rules. I want out of this house. Why can't we go into town?
Eventually. But for now, we have to keep a low profile.
No one knows who I am.
The Salvatore brothers do.
And I wish to hell I could run into them. They're the reason we were caught in the first place.
The grill.
So, Matt, how do you like working here?
It's not that bad. Waitstaff tips out pretty good. You know, they can't keep a bartender to save their lives, but I actually put my mom up for the job.
How's that been, having Kelly back?
You know, same old Kelly. She's trying, sort of.
Kelly and my mom were best friends growing up. That's how Matt and I first met. We shared a crib together.
You're kidding.
Nah, we've known each other our whole lives.
Matt and Elena smile at each other and Caroline sighs. Matt sees his mum downing shots with Jenna and Damon.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh my God.
It's Big Jen now.
I know.
Matt shakes his head sadly. Harper sees Frederick and Beth Ann leaving the farmhouse.
Where are you going?
Beth Ann and I are going out for a bit. Hit the town. Kick up our heels.
But we're not supposed to leave. Miss Pearl made that very clear.
You gonna stop me? I didn't think so.
Frederick turns away from Harper and walks out into the night with Beth Ann. Jeremy comes downstairs and opens his front door.
Anna.
Surprise.
I thought you and your mom were leaving town.
Change of plans. I'm sorry, I thought you'd be psyched.
No, I mean, I am. Of course I am.
All right then, step aside.
She comes in and Jeremy's expression becomes serious. At the bar, Kelly and Jenna are still sitting with sullen Damon.
Don't be grumpy. Can't be that bad.
You'd be surprised. My primary reason for existence has abandoned me, and after today's events, the remains of the shaky ground that I walk on are about to go kaboom.
He turns to Kelly with a quizzical expression.
Let's get hammered.
Let's.
They down more shots while Caroline, Matt, Stefan, and Elena play pool.
Well, at least they're having fun.
They're drunk.
Remember when Elena's parents busted us here after homecoming?
Oh my God, yes.
We were wasted. It was the first time I ever got drunk. I blame Matt.
Her parents got seated at the next booth.
Oh, and Matt had me pretend that I was joking so we could get away.
Except her dad was a doctor, so he jumped up to save her.
And I ran, slipped on the wet floor, and bit it in front of everyone. Do you remember that? 3 stitches, a hangover for days, and I was grounded from seeing this one for a week.
Caroline smiles.
I'm gonna go to the restroom.
She passes Elena.
Elena?
Quick. All right, we're not here. Why? Where'd we go? Children under our care, 5:00. This is not role modelish. Damn.
At the Gilberts.
Hey, so, what made you and your mom decide to stay in town?
Oh, she got this business opportunity. She's gonna open up a little store. It's always been her dream. So, yeah, we're staying. And I'm thinking about going back to high school, so you'll be seeing a lot more of me.
Oh, yeah?
Enough of homeschooling. You know, I'd like to be a normal teen for once. But I have to ask my mom first. She'll have an opinion.
Yeah, well, I wish you were there now. I actually have to write another paper. I was thinking about squeezing one more out on the vampires of Mystic Falls.
Really? Haven't you exhausted the subject?
No, I want to go deeper, you know? I want to understand why people were labeled as vampires back in the day. I mean, maybe there is such a thing as vampires. They're just different from the way we always thought they were.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe they're normal and good, just outsiders, you know? Misunderstood.
You're kidding, right?
Well, don't you think it could be possible? You did give me all that info.
Jeremy, I made it up, okay? I mean, you were all cute and floppy, and I wanted to make a good impression.
At the grill, Stefan and Matt are playing pool. Stefan pots a ball.
Is there anything you're not good at?
Double dating. This is all kind of new to me. I usually keep to myself. I don't always fit in.
That's because you're that guy.
What guy?
The guy who seems like he has everything, so the people that don't kind of run the other way.
Is that what I seem like?
Pretty much.
What a dick.
Yeah.
In the ladies' room, Elena washes her hands while Caroline stares at her.
So, what are you doing?
What?
Well, the point of this was to show him how much you care about Stefan. You know, not to hopscotch down memory lane.
I was just trying to make conversation.
Try less.
Caroline walks out and Elena follows her.
Caroline.
They pass Frederick.
Catherine.
I'm sorry, you have the wrong person. Elena, come on.
My mistake.
Elena smiles and follows Caroline. They rejoin the guys at the pool table.
How's everything going?
Matt's cheating.
No need, I'm awesome.
Frederick and Bethan.
Steph and Salvatore. Everything okay?
Everything's great.
She shows Stefan her mobile phone. On it, she's texted, "That man over there just called me Catherine." Stefan looks across the bar, but Frederick has gone. Stefan walks away from the pool table and looks around anxiously. Passenger seat.
So you didn't recognize him? You haven't seen him before?
No, there was nothing familiar about him at all.
All right, let's call it a night, yeah? Send Matt and Caroline home?
No, the whole point of tonight was to not have to deal with this stuff. We need to get through one night. One normal night.
You sure?
No, I'm not sure. But I don't know what else to do. Look, if there's another vampire in town, he'll still be here tomorrow. We'll deal with it tomorrow.
They gaze at each other, then Matt's 4x4 approaches.
That's them.
He kisses Elena. Stefan shows Matt, Elena, and Caroline into his house.
Yeah, this is much better than watching Damon visit Cougar Town. No offense.
Don't remind me. Man, I've always wanted to see what it looks like in this place.
Yeah, I guess it's a bit much.
Yeah, my entire house could fit in here like twice.
I feel like I've been here before. Weird. Do you guys want to watch a movie or something?
Whoa, these are great.
Yeah, that's just a little hobby of mine.
I did the entire Mustang series when I was 9.
You like cars?
It's an understatement.
Come with me.
In the bar.
So, the thing about cherries, you have to...
Kelly touches Damon's lips.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing. You were quick.
And that would be my cue.
You're giving up already?
Oh, yeah. See you guys.
Stefan shows Matt, Elena, and Caroline into his garage.
Prepare yourself, my friend.
He pulls a sheet off a car.
Whoa, wait. How do you have this?
Got passed down through the family.
Why don't we drive it?
Well, it doesn't run. I mean, it's not that I could figure out.
Why would you keep a car that doesn't run?
Be more of a girl right now.
Yeah, why don't you come take a look at this for me?
Elena, remember the old Camaro your dad used to have?
Of course.
Man, I built and rebuilt that engine 20 times.
Wow.
Well, I don't like sports cars. They're too hard to make out in.
Nah, it wasn't that bad.
Elena looks at Matt and his face falls when he realizes what he's said. Caroline walks off and Elena goes after her. Matt turns to Stefan.
I'm sorry, man.
No, no, don't worry about it. You and Elena, you guys have a history and ignoring it doesn't do anybody any good.
She's good with you. You know, I wasn't sure, but she's happy and I'm glad. All right, let's take a look at this.
Jenna stumbles out of the bar, breaking a shoe heel.
Damn it.
Need some help?
Damn it. Stupid shoe. Ugh.
Frederick smiles.
Pick up your other foot.
Frederick kneels down before her and snaps the heel off her other shoe.
There you go.
Thanks. I think.
Was that Damon Salvatore you're with?
The one and only. You know him?
We go way back. He still live out by Miller Lane?
He lives in the old boarding house by Wickery Bridge. He's still in there, if you want to say hi.
Prefer to stay here and talk to you?
Oh, nice. Very smooth with the shoe and the flirt. But I am a little drunk, and hot guy plus drunk me equals very bad things.
He runs his finger across her hair.
Pretty sure you'd like it.
She looks at Frederick, who gazes back intensely. She bursts out laughing.
I'm sorry. That was a seriously lame pickup. I'm sorry.
It is a nice scent you're wearing. What is it?
I don't know. It was a gift. And that is a cab, so...
Jenna walks off down the sidewalk and gets into the cab. Frederick watches her, and Bethann steps up behind him.
Ravain, making it hard to find something to eat in this town.
Elena finds Caroline in the grounds of Stefan's house.
Caroline,
I don't want to talk about it.
You're being ridiculous.
And insecure and stupid, but that doesn't change the fact that Matt's always going to be in love with you and I'm always going to be the backup.
You're not the backup.
Yes, I am. I am Matt's Elena backup. I'm your Bonnie backup.
Now it's about me and Bonnie?
Elena looks puzzled.
You don't get it. Why would you? You're everyone's first choice.
Stefan drives his vintage candy apple red sports car out of the garage and stops beside Elena and Caroline. Matt gets out of the passenger seat.
Piece of cake.
Caroline looks down and Stefan walks over to them.
You know what? Why don't you guys go ahead and take it for a spin?
Really?
Yeah.
Caroline?
Matt opens the passenger door for Caroline and she climbs inside. Matt grins at Stefan as he gets into the driver's seat and motors away. Stefan puts his arm around Elena.
You all right?
If it's not vampires, it's girlfriends. Mm.
Jeremy takes food out of his fridge and turns to Anna.
All right, roast beef, turkey, what do you want?
Let's do the works. Pilot high.
All right, I like your style. Will you grab the bread for me?
Okay.
Anna turns away, and Jeremy purposely cuts his palm with a large knife.
What are you doing?
It's just a cut. Will you hand me that towel?
She looks completely rattled.
I can't.
You got a problem with blood, Anna?
She looks away.
What's the matter?
She looks frightened as he steps closer and holds out his bleeding hand.
It's just blood, Anna.
She slams him against the fridge.
What are you doing?
I knew it. Go for it.
She stares at him, then looks over at the blood trickling from the wound in his palm. Finally, Anna grabs his hand, presses her mouth against his palm, and feeds.
Jeremy!
Jenna, hey, what's up?
Regret. Make sure you lock that up.
Jenna smiles and heads upstairs. Jeremy turns back to the kitchen and sees that Anna is gone. He smiles thoughtfully.
Should have kissed you there. Should have held your face. Should have.
Did I just pass the driveway?
I think it's up there.
This is an amazing car.
He turns to her.
Did I pass? The whole double date thing was obviously a test to see how I would do around Elena.
She shakes her head.
I don't know. You were reminiscing about the Elena years the whole night, so...
Caroline, that stuff came before, okay? It's not just gonna go away.
I know that, okay? I know.
No, you don't. Because you're letting it turn you into a crazy person. Look, it's my fault. I made it pretty clear early on that Elena still means something to me. But all that talk, that was just two old friends and some memories. Tonight wasn't about me and Elena. I was there because I wanted to be with you. And I don't know what this means or what we are, but I do know that you're the only person I want to be in this car with right now. And I don't even know if this makes sense because I'm not really that good at expressing myself.
No, I think you're doing just fine.
She smiles, and they kiss. Caroline moves closer to Matt.
Ow! Sports cars.
Yeah.
They kiss again. Damon's brought Kelly back to his house and pours a drink. He takes a gulp, then gives the glass to her.
Now that you got me here, what are you gonna do with me?
I'm going to do this.
He slides his hand around the back of her head, pulls her to him and kisses her. He moves her back against a wall. Damon turns them both around and lifts Kelly up in a kind of reverse piggyback. She throws her head back. Matt, Caroline, Stefan and Elena come into the hallway.
Mom?
Damon? Oh my God, Matt. Oh my God.
Kelly quickly gathers up her coat and handbag and heads for the door. Matt turns to Caroline.
I gotta...
It's fine, just go. I'll take her home.
Thanks, ma'am.
Matt gives Stefan his keys and goes. Damon calmly finishes his drink. Anna comes back to the farmhouse and quietly lets herself in. As she's taking off her coat, Pearl turns on the light.
Where have you been?
I needed some air.
For 3 hours? Tell me, where have you been?
Out. I was out.
Annabelle, don't do this. I can't fight you two.
Anna looks uneasy.
What?
I'm sorry.
Pearl softens and hugs her. Elena leaves the Salvatore's house and Stefan sees her out.
Sorry I'm bailing.
Just wish you'd let me drive you home.
Normal people don't have chaperones or bodyguards or babysitters. I'm normal tonight, remember?
I know, I just get so worried about you.
Stefan, I can't live every minute afraid that someone's gonna come after me. I won't. It's not living.
Okay. Call me when you get home safe?
Mm-hmm.
They kiss, and he opens the door of her Mini Cooper for her.
Bye, Stefan.
Goodbye.
Stefan stays by the door and watches the small car drive away. Stefan goes back inside. Frederick has been watching from the shadows. Stefan walks into the lounge where Damon is sitting on a leather couch.
Don't look at me like that.
Are you crazy?
Save the lecture. Look.
Frederick lunges through the window, tackles Stefan to the floor, and stabs a shard of glass into his chest. Damon throws Frederick off his brother, and the two vampires trade punches, while Stefan grits his teeth and pulls the glass out of his chest. Beth-Ann leaps into the room as Stefan gets to his feet. He tries to slash at her with the glass, but she grabs his neck and wrist and throws him into a chair. Stefan grabs a broken chair leg and plunges it repeatedly into Beth-Ann's chest. Beth-Ann slumps to the floor while Damon kicks Frederick across the room. Frederick looks down at dead Beth-Ann, then runs out of the house at super speed.
I remember them. From 1864. They were in the tomb. Yeah. About that.
Damon glances across at his brother. Kelly comes home with furious Matt.
Matt.
He throws down his coat and sits on the couch.
Matt.
I don't want to hear it, Mom.
Matty, please.
Do you know what I was doing tonight, Mom? I was having fun. You know, trying to forget about all the crap that I have to deal with every day. Just enjoy a night with my friends. And then there you are. Wasted at the bar where I work, by the way, to pay the bills that you don't pay. And then you're off acting like a freaking kid, hooking up with some guy half your age. I'm the kid, Mom. You're supposed to be responsible for me.
I know, Matt.
He looks down and shakes his head, then walks away. Jeremy comes into the bathroom, where Elena's brushing her teeth.
How was your night?
Same old, you?
Yep.
He stands beside her and brushes his teeth too. At the farmhouse, Pearl gets a drink from the fridge and turns to find Frederick standing in a doorway.
So where's Bethann?
She won't be coming back.
What happened? Where is she?
Well, you were right. We shouldn't have left.
No. Hungry?
She walks away and Anna watches Frederick trudge into the kitchen. Pearl pours blood into a glass from a plastic bottle. She offers the glass to Frederick, then stabs him in the stomach. He buckles over and she drops a wooden spoon into the sink, its handle covered in wet blood. She pours a glass of blood for herself.
Next time you listen to me.
Elena lies in bed, talking on her mobile phone.
I'm home, teeth brushed, ready for bed, safe and sound.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad.
Is everything all right? You sound serious.
No. Not tonight. You still have a few more minutes left of normal. I'll tell you about it tomorrow, okay?
I had a really nice time on our date tonight.
Such a liar.
No, I'm serious. In a way, it was exactly what it was supposed to be.
I had a really nice time, too.
Smiling, she hangs up. Stefan looks round at Damon, trying to drag Bethann's body.
Could you help me out a little bit?
The Gilberts.
What the hell?
I could have killed you.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I should have.
But you didn't.
How did you know?
I knew this girl. Vicky. She was attacked by an animal, a bite to the neck. She started acting crazy, you know, weird, and it seemed like drugs, but then you showed me those articles. And then I saw your face and how it changed that night in the cemetery when I kissed you.
Look, you know you can't tell anyone, right?
Would believe me?
You'd be surprised.
Why didn't you kill me?
I don't know. Maybe I'm a sucker for guys like you.
Like what?
Lost. Why would you confront me about it? Why would you risk it?
Because if it was true, maybe... Maybe it's true about Vicky. And also because I want you to turn me.
They stare at each other. ITFC audio description.
Where you've got one vampire, you've got 100. Now, listen, tomorrow, could it be all over for Chuck and Blair? Gossip Girl is on at 8. Then American Idol, the last four are on at 9. That's tomorrow night, though, and back to tonight for Analyze That next.